Listener Production.
Hello there, Damien Carbon with your news briefing. The Treasurer has hinted at what we can expect from the upcoming federal budget. Jim Chalmers confirming the fuel excise will end next Wednesday night, putting an extra 23 cents a litre back at the Bowser. He's also confirmed the nation's deficit is a little better than expected.
The budget deficit for 21-22 will show an improvement of almost $50 billion. Just over half of that, around $28 billion, is from higher than expected revenues. And the rest, around $20 billion, is from lower than budgeted payments.
The Premier has defended the decision to hold a National Day of Mourning public holiday this Thursday. Mark McGowan telling the ABC the holiday was planned decades ago.
When she died, all of the sort of rules and protocols and so forth that had been there in the desk or the cupboard for decades came out, and that's why the public holiday was put in place.
Forensic officers are sifting through a Belmont shop this morning after a second firebomb attack in 24 hours. Police say the fire in the Belvedere Street store broke out about 12:30 this morning. Arson Squad Detective Scott Campbell says there's not a great deal of damage.
It's minor fire damage for both incidents, and majority of the damage is just smoke to stock, walls and ceilings.
Anyone with information is being asked to call Crime Stoppers. And motorists are being asked to avoid Forest Field following a crash at the intersection of Berkshire and Harrison Roads. It's brought down a power pole. In sport, Lance Franklin has hit back at the critics who said he wouldn't make it long term at the Sydney Swans, but he's agreed to a 1-year deal to extend his stellar career into a 19th season on the eve of the grand final against Geelong on Saturday. He says a lot of people thought he would have retired by now.
Yeah, there's been a lot of knockers over the years, haven't there, really? Like, when I first got here, people were knocking that I wouldn't get there, I wouldn't make it, I'd play for 4 or 5 years and that'd be it. So I've definitely proved them wrong, haven't I?